Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Last week, when the biggest worry seemed to be how hot the weather is, where to go for summer vacation, or how to fill one's time without school, came a piece of news out of Europe shattering the calm and quiet. Someone had set off a car bomb outside the government buildings on the ordinarily peaceful streets of Oslo, Norway. And as the story developed, there was someone shooting people, kids, at a summer camp nearby. Who could it be? The usual suspects must be those Islamists, the news wires were saying. Immigrants were angry about being deported, online sites said. Or it must be because of those political cartoons. You know, Denmark, Sweden, Norway. It's all Scandinavia, after all. But why were they bombing buildings of the current left-of-center government? Why have they chosen a summer camp for the same youth wing of the very same party? It turns out it wasn't Al-Qaeda after all. It wasn't a homegrown Muslim sleeper cell. It wasn't an eco-terrorist. It wasn't a black bloc anarchist. It was a self-described conservative Christian Norwegian man who was trying to foment a right-wing revolution across Europe. Shocking. And what is his enemy? What is it he's fighting against? Listen closely, Canadians, because this is for us. The ideology, he says, that's ruining the world is multiculturalism. What? He chooses the most innocuous of all things Canadian as his bete noire. That's like saying he's setting off bombs because he doesn't like butter tarts or poutine or hockey night in Canada or double doubles or smoked meat or twofers or dragon boat races. He's murdering children to protest against puppies or mittens or Banff or the smell of coriander. He says multicultural is what's to blame for all the world's problems. So this week, in part to protest against right-wing maniacs like Anders Behring Breivik and their xenophobic hatred and fear of all things different or foreign, I'm looking at a couple movies about important aspects of Canada's diverse culture, a drama about Chinese women and a documentary about Jamaican music. First, Snowflower and the Secret Fan, directed by Wayne Wang. Snowflower, played by Korean superstar Janet June, is a young girl in 19th century Hunan, China, where her mother binds her feet in order to marry her to a good husband. You can hear the bones of her toes breaking one by one. Tiny feet were the only path to class mobility, whether rich or poor, and her feet made her suitable for a rich husband, but she's surprised when her matchmaker also sets her up with a young woman as her Lao Tong, her BFF in modern lingo. She signs a contract and is more or less married to her, as well as with a new lifelong friend and confidant. She and Lily, played by Li Bingbing, learn a secret language written in a Chinese script called Nushu, or women's writing. Even after they're married, poor Lily to a rich but loveless foot fetishist, and the formerly wealthy Snowflower to a boorish butcher, they continue to communicate via secret messages written in poetry on folding fans. Fast forward to present day, sophisticated Shanghai. Now Lily's descendant, Nina, lies in a coma after an accident, and her modern-day Lao Tong, Sophia, wants to find out what happened to her and why they were no longer the best friends they were as a teenager. The movie cuts back and forth between the parallel stories as women's past and present-day lives, played by the same two actresses, and status are compared. Nina's fan messages, which were saved over the centuries, provide Sophia the clues as to what really happened back then, and possibly what was happening between the two friends now. The acting was good, and I thought the movie was pretty interesting and told me a lot that I wouldn't otherwise know. But it was also sort of messy and confusing and meandering. The weaker modern-day scenes were less interesting than the historical ones, except for the scenes with the always entertaining Vivian Wu as a tragic Shanghai auntie. While not perfect, Snowflower and the Secret Fan is a rare thing, Hollywood-style movie with an all-Asian cast, an American director, and about a relationship between two women. Now, another movie about an important part of Canadian culture. Rock Steady, The Roots of Reggae, directed by Stasha Bader. What is rock steady music? where'd it come from, and what does it mean? Well, rocksteady is ska, with a beat slowed down. It comes from Jamaica, an island of 2.5 million people that has recorded over 300,000 songs. And there's a new movie that explains it all for you. The movie documents the big rocksteady reunion that took place recently in Kingston, Jamaica, where all the legendary musicians, many of whom hadn't seen each other in 4 decades, got together to recreate that 60s sound. Sly Dunbar, Rita Marley, Leroy Sibbles, the Tamlins, U-Roy, Marcia Griffiths, and many more all talk to the camera and perform their music in studio. This movie gives brief bios of all the men and women in the rocksteady movement in Jamaica in the 60s, but better than that is the re-recording of all the great songs from that era that every Canadian would recognize. Songs like The Tide Is High, You Don't Love Me, No, 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 By the Rivers of Babylon, and others. What's really interesting about the movie is the way the musicians explain the meaning of the songs, their context. I grew up hearing a lot of these songs, especially on the soundtracks of The Harder They Come and Rockers, liking the music, but without knowing what they're singing about. This documentary lets the song's original musicians explain the meaning behind them. For example, when Jamaica got its independence from Britain, the movie says, in 1962, it started to boom with lots of construction, investment, and industry in Kingston. But along with the economic boom, there was a big influx of people from small towns into the capital. And not everyone could find a job. So some of the young men, jobless in the shanty towns and cut off from their families, became rude boys, the gangsters that terrorized the rest of Kingston. Hence Desmond Dekker's fantastic song, Shanty Town. And the people pouring into the city by train looking for jobs, that was what inspired the song, Stop That Train. Historical scenes are all illustrated by black and white newspaper photos, record covers, and film and TV clips from the period, accompanied by new recordings by the original artists. Rocksteady is an enjoyable, nostalgic look at the golden age of reggae music in Jamaica. Snowflower and the Secret Fan is playing now. Check your local listings. And Rocksteady, Roots of Reggae, is playing for free as part of this weekend's Irie Music Festival. It's playing under the stars at Nathan Phillips Square Sunday, July 31st at 9:30 p.m. So don't miss that if you're interested in it. There are also sound stages set up for concerts at Queen's Park and Dundas Square. For more information, look at www.iremusicfestival.com. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.